Just over a year ago, prior to starting his year as chairman, chamber board chair, your previous chair-elect, Ken Fogle, was transferred to North Texas. Our chair-elect nominating committee was convened, and after determining his willingness to continue for a consecutive year, they unanimously elected Ben Downs to serve for a second year. I will tell you, I'm not sure that I've known very many folks that after 1 year with the chamber could do another year of serving as the board chair, because it is a very demanding job. But having the opportunity to share these 2 years with Ben has indeed been a personal privilege for me. I've known Ben for many years. The chamber and Brian Broadcasting worked together on several events and programs, and I've always admired his outstanding leadership skills, his commitment to our community, his passion for making things better for all people. He was born and raised in Hope, Arkansas, and began his radio career by passing the FCC license test on his 14th birthday. He started in broadcasting in 1968 as a weekend announcer in Hope, where he shared a mic with former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who was a classmate of his. While attending Texas A&M, Ben was employed by WTAW and organized his first charity event, a citywide tennis tournament that resulted in a check being presented to the Boys and Girls Club. He was offered a full-time job the next month and has tried to produce as many of those check presentations for area charities as possible over the years. He graduated magna cum laude with a Bachelor of Business Administration degree from Texas A&M in 1976. Currently is the operating partner for Brian Broadcasting. He and his partner Bill Hicks are the only local residents to own a media outlet in Bryan College Station. During his tenure as our chairman, Ben has guided the chamber with strong, consistent, and steady leadership. The chamber has benefited from the same skills that he exhibits daily at Bryan Broadcasting, as well as the skills he exhibits in the leadership roles he has assumed at other nonprofit organizations. He has demonstrated a commitment to our community, our state, and our nation that far exceeds the commitment of the average citizen. For 2 full years, he has attended an incredible number of chamber events, activities, and ribbon cuttings. I can't recall a single time during the last 2 years when his presence was important to us that he told us no. And that includes some difficult times for him, like he was just about to leave for an out-of-town trip, or he was just getting back for an out-of-town trip, and somehow we squeezed it in. He's a man of vision, strong organizational skills, a compassion for people, and a love for our community. He has worked extremely hard to ensure the success of the Chamber of Commerce and our members. He has always seen the Chamber as an organization of the entire community. He believes that all parts of our community are important and that each part plays an important role in the success of our community and of our businesses. He has an incredible ability to deliver the right message to each of his audiences, particularly when speaking to young people. Under his leadership, we experienced record attendance at our Economic Outlook Conference, and a number of our events this past 2 years have been considered the best ever. Our legislative effort gained we had 2 great years under his leadership as the Legislative Affairs Committee developed agendas that focused on what we expect from our elected officials. Ben personally led our delegations to Washington, D.C. and Austin. Both trips received very positive feedback from members of our delegation and from the offices we visited as well. Our local candidate forums in partnership with Brian Broadcasting were outstanding, and we continue to receive positive comments regarding the fairness and the quality of the events. Under Ben's leadership, our annual Chamber Day continues to grow and gathers valuable information of our business community that is shared with Brazos County. He personally drove the Chamber efforts that resulted in the recent successful launch of an electronic Chamber membership directory that is accessible from any mobile device. Ben has always been interested in improving the Chamber and has made many donations over the years to increase our effectiveness. His desire to improve our ability to communicate at events led him to donating portable sound equipment to the Chamber. And in spite of many challenges, your Chamber finished both of Ben's years with strong financial statements and a solid cash position. He has handled every issue with integrity, understanding, and a view of what's best for our community and our Chamber members, and I must admit, with some humor. During the 2 years, he ensured that the board, our membership, and our staff were working together as a team to accomplish our goals and objectives. He always had words of encouragement and gratitude for everyone, particularly for our staff. We're thankful for what has been accomplished under his leadership. Yet he still maintained his commitment to his family, his church, his career, and as Santa in the Christmas parade. He continues to serve on the National and State Association of Broadcasters Board, and outstanding recognition has come to his radio stations and to him personally. He's been supported during the year by a loving and dedicated wife, Lily, who has attended an absolutely incredible number of chamber events in the last 2 years. I tell you, Lily, we admire you for the support you've given Ben, and somewhere we have a small token of our appreciation for you. Join me in thanking Lily for all she's done to support Ben and the Chamber. We're all richer for Ben's commitment to our community, and now it's my pleasure to present Mr. Downs with his symbolic gavel that I hope will remind him of two great years for him and also remind him of for the love and appreciation we have for him for all he's done for us these past 2 years. You're board chairman for last 2 years, and you're immediate board chairman for life, immediate past chairman for life, Mr. Ben Downs.
You're right, Lil. We are going to have to give him the new phone number. As you can imagine, we hold black belts in full contact humor at our radio station. There was a clipping in the battalion that came out on Halloween and found its way to our bulletin board. It was one of those Q&A things, you know, kind of like your Daily Smile in the newspaper. It said, "What are you doing this Halloween?" And one of the students answered, "I'm going to Austin to protest against humans dressed in animal costumes because I think it's disrespectful to animals." Now, I have seen in my time many young women in cat suits that were disrespectful to the way their mama raised them. But I have never seen any cat that was actually disrespected by them. I believe that if we were to go back 150 years and tell that story, that the people that we told it to would say, "It sure must be easy to find food in your world." And that is true. We have a lot of leisure time. We have a lot of prosperity. Our country is so great and so wealthy that there are easier paths to follow than what the people in this room have chosen to follow. We could all simply choose to fall into the societal safety net if we chose to. But the intersection of our daily work and our private lives brings us rewards. The reward of knowing that you're raising kids that are going to contribute to society. The reward of pride of stepping back and saying, "That's good. That's going to work." The psychic rewards from helping other people and easing the hurt of others. And the one we were all thinking about when I started this list, the financial reward of work. People ask me when I'm going to quit work, and Lily always says whenever he's going to quit spending money. But there's also the reward that comes from selfless service, from helping, from finding a wrong and making it right. Like our farmer of a century and a half ago understood, we live in a world of plenty. Ways to spend our time to enrich ourselves are many. But if we choose to follow the path of rewards that only accrue to us, we diminish the future for society as a whole. That's why I urge people to recognize that volunteer work is good work and comes with its own rewards. But you should be warned that this does not necessarily accrue directly to you. The rewards from your volunteer time are planted, and they often bloom into something that everyone can appreciate. In the case of our Volunteer of the Year winner tonight, he takes the form of planting young minds and young people for a better world tomorrow. Students who may need a booster shot of guidance to grow and contribute, like the planting metaphor there, there's no guarantee of growth nor result, but we are a better place for his work. Young people do grow, they produce, they contribute. And that reward goes far beyond the individuals involved. That award accrues to our community, to our society as a whole, and someday maybe even it comes back to us. Here at the Chamber of Commerce, we depend heavily on our volunteers to help us with just about everything we do. Like other nonprofit organizations, we couldn't survive without the help of our volunteers. In fact, the outstanding reputation that this chamber has across the state is due in large part to the people who volunteer to help it. The purpose of the Chamber Volunteer of the Year Award is to recognize an individual who has gone above and beyond in volunteer service, and through enthusiasm and dedication has set an example for other chamber volunteers. The names of the previous winners of this Volunteer of the Year Award are in your booklet. Take a look at that, and I know we have some people who have won this award in the past. Please stand up so that we can applaud and thank you for your volunteer service. As a side note, Teddy Ellison, have you stood for every single thing so far tonight? Oh, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. A native of the Brazos Valley, Dr. Jim Mazurkovich has a Bachelor of Science degree and a PhD from Texas A&M University and a Master's degree from Texas Tech. He's lived in Brazos County since 1986 and currently serves as the Leadership Program Director and Professor for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. Jim has served as the Chairman of the Agribusiness Council of the Chamber of Commerce since 1998. At that time, he assumed leadership of the council, the board of directors charged him with rebuilding the council programs. Under his leadership, the council started the annual crawfish boil in February, which raises money so that agribusiness council members can be a buyer's group at the annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. So far, that event has allowed us to contribute $150,000 to the youth of our community. Under Jim's leadership, the council started the annual Ag Breakfast during Thanksgiving week of 2001 to give thanks to those who grow and produce our food. The breakfast has grown every year, and in the past year, reached 350 people attending. If you have a chance to attend that event, it is a great event. Jim is also an active volunteer for many other worthwhile organizations in our community. He currently serves as the president of the Brazos Valley Fair and Expo Executive Board, a member of the Brazos County Extension Leadership Advisory Board. He's a member of the Brazos County Hotel Tax Committee. He's previously served on the board of the Brazos County Youth Livestock Association. He's a member of the Brazos County Pizza Ranch Committee. Is that right? Thank you. He's a member of the Children's Museum Capital Campaign Committee, a board member of the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and numerous state and national organizations. He's also an active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Bryan. He's been honored with several honors for his work, including the Medal of Honor from the Polish Minister of Agriculture and recognized as the Texas A&M University System Regents Fellow. He and his wife, Kathy, have been married since 1978. They have one son and two daughters. It is my pleasure to present the 2013 Volunteer Award of the Year to the man who exemplifies the true meaning of volunteer service, Mr. Jim Mazurkovich. Okay, Jim, who says your name right?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Yeah, Scott and I had a... I love this part. Scott and I have...
What do you got it way up there for?
I got it up here because I'm tired of listening to that thing squeal in my ear. It's like listening to you at 9 o'clock in the morning when you get off the air.
That's when I come down to your office.
I know.
I got the microphone last. Okay.
Yeah. Always have had. Yeah. Scott has the ultimate in job security. I can't get up at 4 in the morning. So, I would like to address my staff table over here We thought we might need two tables. We didn't. You guys can put your cameras up. I'm not going to cry, so it'll be okay. Things have gone well at the chamber over the past couple of years. We've beaten our budget. We've grown the membership. We've kept Royce happy. And most importantly, we've kept Mary, if not happy, at least mildly amused most of the time. Our reputation has grown statewide. We've had visiting chambers from different parts of Texas come down. The Grapevine Chamber of Commerce flew a delegation in here. How many people? Eight,
13.
10, 13 people. Like I said, 8 or 10. 13 people came down to see how we run the chamber. As another aside note, they came down on the day that we were putting on Ladies' Night, so I'm not sure exactly what they went back to Grapevine with. But in my 2 years, I had a couple of things I wanted to do. One is I wanted to explain to young people around us the role of profits in serving a business, how profits provide jobs, how profits spur investment and growth and help support the nonprofit sector. We've been in front of junior leadership Brazos with this message a lot, and I'm really, really happy about that. And the people in this room here tonight, like John Bush, are pushing to energize junior achievement, deserve your support as well. John, please stand up so we'll know who to talk to about junior achievement. Thank you, John. The Lemonade Day Committee is teaching the story of capitalism at its most fundamental level. Buy the raw materials. Build yourself a lemonade stand. Make your product, sell it at a profit. And I'd like to thank the members of the Executive Committee of Lemonade Day who are here. Chuck Martinez is here today. And Chuck, thank you very much for your work on Lemonade Day. Generally, we are all capitalists in this room, although Dr. Bowen is an academic and therefore suspicious. If we want the next generation to think as we do about business, to continue to train entrepreneurs and youthful visionaries, we have to continue support for the university programs like Startup Aggieland, which is sort of a maroon and white version of the TV show Shark Tank. There are 32 student-owned startups being shepherded out there. They just completed their first elevator pitch competition and chose the top 8 for lunch with Dr. Lofton. Don Lewis is teaching these students what it takes to put everything on the line. And Don, I believe you're here with us tonight. If you would stand and let us applaud you. Well, where did you go? There we go. If Don were here. The other item I wanted to work on was to lift the maroon curtain and get our business community and A&M to have a relationship so our businesses would know what the driver of our local economy is doing. Dr. Lofton has been the biggest proponent of this. And with the help of A&M staff that serves on our board, like Bobby Beiser and Dr. Leanne Ray, we've presented programs that were directly tied to what the big school is doing that will affect businesses. An example of this is the role the Chamber of Commerce played in helping the Convention and Visitors Bureau leadership in divining and crafting a deal to keep Kyle Field open for business during Reconstruction. And for that, I'd like for us to thank Royce, Shannon Overby, and Hunter Goodwin. Well, raise your hand. For learning how to do business, I would recommend that anybody go into business and work as a partner with Hunter. Always good, always good. A couple of thank yous as we go through here as I wrap this baby up. To Royce and the Chamber staff, I want to thank you for telling me when to talk and, more importantly, when to stop. Your record of catching 75% of my jokes will probably stand for a long time. You don't get a chance to see it, but the agenda for tonight has a big blank space on it that just says Ben's remarks. So thank you very much. I want to thank my staff, the few who were not able to come up with an excuse over here, for covering my substantial backside when I was cutting ribbons and grandly opening other businesses, and to Bill Hicks for never asking when's this chamber stuff over. And of course, I need to thank Lily. If you ever saw me in public and my tie did not match my suit, that was a day when I dressed myself. Lil was there before every speech and appearance telling me that I was really good, like I needed to remember that. And tonight, I hereby make this promise to you, Ms. Downs, that date night will never be a chicken and rice dish again. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is the only organization whose only job is to help the businesses in our cities grow. Whether through networking events, training at our lunch and learn programs, education, or effectively communicating the priorities of our business in Washington, D.C. and Austin, I think we're making that happen for business. And I thank you for your support of the chamber and for your tolerance toward me as I tried to be a part, and I would do it all over again in a heartbeat. Thank you.